So you might sense your sitting posture as a way of beginning today. And just make sure you're sitting in a way that allows you to be upright. So there's a sense with your body of alignment, that you're sitting tall, balanced. And also a sense of relaxing. So in that tallness, in that awake posture, see if right from the start you can relax from the inside out. Just let go a little. Even right now, see what you can let go of tension-wise. Taking a few full breaths, some conscious, long, deep breaths as a way of really coming in fully to these bodies, inhaling deeply, filling the lungs, and with the out-breath, a slow out-breath, see if you can let go with the out-breath. Even in these first moments, sense your here-ness, a kind of presence with your senses awake, listening to the sounds that are here. Receptive. Aware of the sensations right here, right now. Letting the attention come to the heart, feeling your heart. We open these classes together with a reflection on our intention. It's a way of really coming home to the heart. So you might bring the palms together and take a few moments in a very sincere way to connect with what's important to you tonight, what your intention is. This is an inquiry as to what really matters. What do you really wish for this evening? And sensing our shared aspiration that we can awaken together, open our hearts, awaken our minds, and that this be of benefit to all we touch, all beings. And we'll chant the mantra Om as we do, which is the sound current of connectedness. We'll chant it 3 times. So please inhale deeply.
Oh.
At the heart of the practice of presence is a relaxed wakefulness. And the image that can be very helpful with that is one of a smile. The image and then the feeling of a smile. So I'd like to invite you to imagine and sense a smile filling your mind, filling the space around you, the curve, the spaciousness of a smile. And just sense an opening as you do, the image of a smile filling space. And then letting that sense of a smile settle into the mind and spread right through the eyes. Let the flesh around the eyes soften. You might sense the corners of the eyes in a smile. Smiling into the eyes in a gentle way. And then letting that smile spread down through the face, relaxing the jaws, relaxing through the cheeks, and sensing the mouth in a very slight smile, not strained, but a real yet slight smile, sometimes described as the half smile of a Buddha. And feel the smile on the inside of the mouth. So the eyes are smiling and the mouth. You can sense that smile settling down into the throat area. And you might feel the breath there too, helping you to just sense an openness, the curve, the receptivity of a smile there. So the eyes are soft, the sense of a smile there, the mouth, the throat, and then letting that smile settle down into the heart area, spreading through the heart. So even if there's tightness, tension in the chest or heart, the smile is a space that makes room for it. Feeling the gentle movement of the breath, the sense of the smile, and maybe imagining a kind of rippling out of ease from the chest area, kind of a letting go up into the shoulders. Just relaxing there. You might sense a kind of dissolving from the inside out. Relaxing down through the arms. Loosening. Letting the hands rest in a very easy way, very effortless way. And noticing what happens when you soften and relax the hands. Just feeling the life that's there. softening and feeling the tingling from the inside out, the vibrating. So the eyes are smiling, the mouth, the throat, and the heart. Let there be an openness to the chest. And then relaxing down the torso. I might even sense the smile at the navel, just kind of loosening and opening. Let this next breath be received in a softening belly. And then this breath. And again. Feeling the aliveness from the inside out. A spreading of sensation that moves through the hips and down the legs. Relaxing down the legs. Feeling the feet from the inside. Sensing the life that's there. Can you feel the tingling? The vibrating? The places of pressure, or hardness, or warmth? Where your feet contact the floor. Widening the attention to feel this whole experience of the body as a unified field of sensation. Everything at once. Completely relaxing and allowing this life to live through you, just as it is. Including in awareness the sounds that are here, listening. A global kind of listening that takes everything in evenly. Totally receptive. Listening not just with the ears, but with the whole body's awareness. What happens when you listen to and feel the space in the room? When you listen to and feel the sensations that are right here in this body, listening to and feeling the whole moment. Utterly awake, senses wide open. Utterly open, non-fixating awareness. Not controlling, not lost in thought, fully here, noticing and allowing life just as it is. it's quite natural for awareness to lose itself in thoughts. When you notice, that's an invitation to arrive again here, to pause and reawaken the senses. Notice how when you're off in thought, there's no longer an openness to the sounds that are here, right here. To the sensations, the living sensations of this moment. To the heart. Gently arrive again, re-relaxing. Continuing to notice and allow whatever arises in this moment-to-moment experience. If the mind is very busy or restless, it can be helpful to have an anchor or a home base, like the breath, the inflow, outflow of the breath, or maybe the sounds, or maybe the sensations of the sitting posture, something pre-designated to come back to. To know that you're here, to continue to rest with or relax with. For many, just simply relaxing as the breath comes in, relaxing and letting go with the out-breath, can really help to stabilize the attention right here. You can begin fresh in any moment, relaxing, open the senses, listening and feeling the moment. Letting the eyes smile. Slight smile at the mouth. And feeling and sensing the smile on the heart that reconnects us with the space that can meet this whole life with kindness.